We are now agenda item number six, Virginia Electric and Power Company. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. What do you have for us today?
Okay. Today we're going to start in the city of Chesapeake. Virginia Electric and Power Company has requested authorization to install a total of 14 groundwater monitoring wells within non-vegetated wetlands and install a total of 10 piers for well access along the southern branch Elizabeth River and Deep Creek adjacent to Chesapeake Energy Center in Chesapeake. This project requires a wetlands permit. Today you're acting as the wetlands board as the city of Chesapeake has rescinded their wetlands ordinance. So again, the project is taking place along the Chesapeake Energy Center, where the applicant is proposing to place groundwater monitoring wells down the southern branch Elizabeth River, around to the Deep Creek, and also in this man-made canal, which was formerly known as the Hot Ditch. The Hot Ditch is a man-made canal, and these monitoring wells are in submerged lands, so therefore those wells are outside of the jurisdiction of the VMRC. So you can see here, each of these blue dots represent, which you can't see very well, but each of these blue dots represent a pair of wells. There will be a shallow monitoring well and a deep water monitoring well. They're about 25 feet from the shore and about 500 feet apart. And also you can see the steep slope of the road, which is about right here. And the monitoring wells will be on the other side of this little fringe marsh here. So the applicant is also proposing to put access piers to each well so that employees can have safe access to the monitoring wells. And so you know that monitoring wells are associated with the closure of this site, which was is currently going through a DEQ permit. Part of these wells are complying with the DEQ permit to place the wells during the closure of this site, and they will be there for up to 30 or at least 30 years. Here are the schematics of the pier. Each pier was designed to comply with what we generally use as our private pier guidelines. So they're minimized as much as possible for the employees to drive up, get their carts out, and access each well at each access point. We did hold a public hearing on the 20th. There was an employee from VEPCO there. No other attendees came. And during our public interest review, we did get two comments, one from the U.S. Coast Guard and one from Virginia Institute of Marine Science. The Coast Guard asked that the applicant apply and maintain reflective material at the channel ward end of each pier. And Virginia Institute of Marine Science had no comments for the placement of any of the wells as long as vibratory hammer methods were used. If impact hammers needed to be used, then we would need to address other fisheries issues. So based off of those two comments, staff is recommending two conditions: that the applicant apply and maintain reflective material at the channelward end of the proposed piers, and that all pile driving must be accomplished using vibratory methods. If they do need to use other methods, the applicant will contact the VMRC staff so that we can discuss with VIMS if any other fisheries comments are needed. So after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1302 in the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the above conditions. No compensation is deemed necessary based off of the VMRC's wetlands mitigation policy and guidelines. The applicant is here to answer any questions.
Thank you. Let's start with questions from the commission. Are there any questions? Mr. Ballard.
I see on the write-up that we've got 10 well pairs for a total of 20 wells. Is it 10? And then I heard 14 at one point.
Right. So there are three well pairs in the man-made canal, which we won't actually be permitting. So we'll be permitting a total of 14 individuals or seven pairs. If I have that right.
Math can be tough.
Yes, particularly.
At least for me. Mr. Zedrin.
What does the whales monitor?
They're monitoring groundwater. So they want to ensure safe groundwater on the outside of the project. They're going to be looking at shallow wells as well as deep wells. And again, VEPCO's here to answer a little bit more about what they're actually looking for in there.
Follow up.
Mr. Speaker.
So your shallow well is like 25 feet or something like that?
20 to 40.
Is that monitoring also the water in the river?
It's not. It's actually the groundwater. So the goal is to make sure that there is no seepage from the upland into the groundwater that is below the river.
What about the seepage from that area into the river?
I can probably have VEPCO answer that a little bit better about how that DEQ permit is monitoring all of the water around the energy center.
Ms. Everett.
And this is closure of the coal ash, right?
It is.
Okay, that's what. Okay.
What are
the size of the piers?
The piers are no greater than 400 square feet at the end, and they have a 6-foot walkway.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you. Is the applicant present, represented? Who wants to speak on the matter? Depending on the question. Very good. Why don't you come on forward here, and we'll see what the board has as far as questions go.
My name is
Let me swear you in. Please raise your right hands. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Please state your names into the microphone.
Ula Shehab Dandan, Environmental Permitting, Water.
Warren Deal, Project Manager at the site.
Thank you.
Dennis Slade, Corporate Environmental.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission. Mr. Zedron is going to go first.
All right. We were talking about groundwater and things like that. My question deals with the runoff from that area into the river. What are we doing to protect the river?
You're referring to stormwater?
Well, you've got these test wells to determine whether there's any anything seeping into the groundwater. What I'm talking about is whatever you're concerned about for the groundwater, I'm concerned about running into the river. So I don't know whether it's, you know, the stormwater or how it gets out of that coal ash into the river. My concern is, what are we doing to protect the river from the runoff?
And so the groundwater will be the indicator for whether there is constituents from that closed area that is entering into the environment. So that's the indicator that is being used by the Department of Environmental Quality.
Just to maybe add some clarity to what I think your question is, all the rainwater, stormwater runoff is channeled to a pond and is impounded and checked for good quality before it's ever released.
All right, it's my real concern.
Yeah.
The discharge is covered under the NPDES.
All right, thank you.
It's covered under a separate permitting system from another agency. Got it.
Right.
Mr. Tanker.
Perhaps I missed in the narrative, but why are the wells going to be in the water, not upland?
Well, during the construction of our closure of the facility, there's very little real estate that is available to us to install those wells. And our chief concern is spending the money and putting the wells in and then having those wells impacted by future construction. So that's why they're ending up where they are, unfortunately.
All right. Other questions from the board? Thank you all. That wasn't too painful, was it?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you. This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Please come forward, ma'am. Need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Lori Furman.
Welcome, ma'am. What?
Well, it's really for them. And I don't know about these things.
Well, address the board first, and then we'll take it from there.
What I would like to know is, how are these wells going, when they put the wells in, how are they going to keep the water, the seawater, from poisoning the fresh water that's underneath?
Okay. That's a technical engineering question I personally am unable to answer. Anybody have an answer? Please come forward.
So the wells themselves are going to be constructed where they're poured by a drill rig, and then they'll be sealed with bentonite clay. So the clay will seal the well and keep any of the river water from entering into the groundwater. So there'll be a clear and delineated separation between the two. And that's just a common way that groundwater wells are constructed to keep that separation that's purposeful.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else wish to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Last call. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion? Mr. Tankard.
Are we sure that Virginia Electric and Power is in agreement with the recommendations, the conditions, the two conditions we have?
Rachel, you've been in discussions with them. Can you answer that, please?
Yes, they have confirmed, and they're also shaking their heads behind me that they confirm the conditions work for them.
For the record, they're shaking their heads yes,
they're
correct?
They're shaking their heads yes. Thank you.
I want to make that well and clear. Any other discussion from the board? Any action?
Move to approve staff recommendation.
It's a motion by Mr. Ballard to approve the staff recommendation and approve the project. Second by Mr. Neal. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously and the project is approved under the specified permit conditions.